Welcome to the DC Today, your daily market synopsis of the Dividend Cafe, brought to you every Monday through Thursday to bring you up-to-date information and perspective on financial markets.
Hello and welcome to DC Today, this Wednesday, March the 27th, and it's great to be with you here again today on another positive day in markets, generally speaking. Both stocks and bonds were higher. The 10-year actually closed a little lower, 3-4 basis points on the day, and stocks were higher, and those things are all good. There's definitely part of the market that is getting stretched, as we've talked about or spoken about many times, but generally a good day in the markets. Today was the 99th consecutive day that the S&P closed above its 50-day moving average. And that sounds impressive, but it's actually happened 20 plus times in history. So this isn't anything too out of the ordinary. The longest stretch of that, by the way, was in 1995 when I was graduating high school. It was above its 50-day for 257 days. So we're not even quite halfway what the mid-90s gave us there, but still, nonetheless, positive action in markets overall. David had a nice section in there. It was about markets performance following, preceding, and then following rate cuts. And it's a good point, which is, you know, when you look in history, there's periods of time that both occurred. You know, markets were good leading up to the rate cuts, or markets were not as good, or vice versa after the first rate cut. But generally speaking, it does tend to be a little more buy the rumor, sell the news, in the sense that markets are, you know, forward pricing mechanisms. And so they move up in advance of something actually occurring. And so markets lead up into that first rate cut and then tend to do a little bit less well just following it once that actually occurs. So today is actually going to be a little shorter day for me to record with you. Not a lot of economic news out on the day, so not a whole lot to report there. Tomorrow has definitely got more things going on with jobless claims. Looks like we've got jobless claims tomorrow, a revision to Q2 GDP out. So there'll be a little bit more to talk through tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday, we'll have the PCE data, which will be the most widely watched news for the week. I did mention, and I meant to mention it yesterday, but there was a tragic accident in Baltimore, in the Port of Baltimore, at the Scott Key Bridge, where a cargo ship has crashed into that, and it's kind of, for the time being at least, closed that area. And unfortunately, it looks like maybe some of those some folks have lost their lives in the accident. But there is some economic relevance to that, with just activity in that port, which is significant. So with these things, I'm going to actually let you go for the day. I do appreciate you listening, even though it was a little bit shorter and sweeter than normal. But thank you so much. And I will be back with you on DC Today tomorrow. Take care.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.